Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.
Hello and welcome to an episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Da Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about care for the body. If you've been following me on social media platforms that I use, like Facebook, Twitter, even Instagram, you've noticed that I've been putting much more photos up, also screen captures of different health apps that I use, because I'm going to the gym more. I've been going to the gym pretty heavy now for a month and a half. Down about 15 pounds, some serious dietary changes. You know, I'm really trying to care for my body better. And I've done this before in my past, you know, since my amputation, you know, I was on a lot of antibiotics and other things, and I just sort of ballooned up. Now I got to work on getting my core muscles, my abs and et cetera, stronger so I have a better balance. So, you know, like when I'm baptizing a baby, you know, I don't fall forward or drop the baby or et cetera. And this is not just something that should be for, you know, myself. It should be something for everybody. We all have to wrestle with the idea and the necessity of our body. We have to care for our body. You know, as a minister, and, you know, you can just look at ministers, whether they are religious priests or religious in general, or they're diocesan priests, you know, obesity is an issue. We get busy. We don't plan meals appropriately. We just grab and go, so we obviously aren't eating the best of healthiest things to be putting into our body. And we can make excuses for that. I'm owed this. I'm deserved this. We can sort of build up inappropriate, I don't want to say this, treat mechanisms. You know, like, oh, you know, I've done this great thing today. I was with these families in the hospital. I deserve this extra burger, for example. Advent is a time where we prepare ourselves for recalling the first coming of Christ, the coming in the flesh. And in that act of Christ embracing human nature by embracing the flesh, you know, there was a challenge put before us about caring for the body. You know, if we can't even care for our individual bodies, how can we care for something like the body of Christ, the church? There's an intrinsic link between the two, you know, and this is a time of year where we can really eat unhealthily. We put out a lot of, you know, and I'm not talking about, you know, getting rid of all snacks and stuff from your life, but, you know, be aware of how you are using those snacks and what sort of emotional things do they tie in, et cetera. We have to be able to care for our body. It's hard to, at least I know for myself, and I can only speak from my own position, you know, it's hard for me to preach the gospel, you know, for example, things like the virtues of temperance, et cetera, when I am fat. You know, who is this man that's up there going to try to tell me about these things when obviously he's not even practicing what he is preaching? Now, we start little. For myself, little, you know, I went for a couple of weeks, kept things quiet, but then people at the gym saw me going hard with my prosthetic, and I just noticed that they were getting encouraged themselves. I had people coming up to me saying, oh, thank you, you know, you really keep me going too, seeing you near going through with your prosthetic and et cetera. And I said, maybe this will help other people. That's why I'm putting things out there. I've had some people yell at me for these things, you know, and I'll listen to them. But at the end of the day, the feedback I get from it helping people outweighs any criticism that may come my way. We have to be aware of our body and how do we care for our body and what can we do to take care of our body and how can we maybe eat a little bit more healthier during this holiday season? How can we develop better eating habits in relationship to our families? One of the things I'm working on right now, I eat too fast. I gobble down food. You know what? I'm like, how am I going to increase the habit of chewing slowly, of chewing appropriately, and then swallowing as a part of cultivating a better, healthy digestive system? Just putting it out there. This is not shaming anybody. This is not tearing anybody down. But it is a call to reflect honestly at ourselves, looking at ourselves. how are we doing in relationship for care of the body? Are we just putting all of our work and emphasis and et cetera into care for the soul? We got to do that too. It's a both and. We're not just the soul. We're soul and body, and we have to care for both. And that means understanding our lives better and the mechanisms that cause us to maybe incorporate destructive habits that might tear at our flesh, you know, and lead to a life of obesity and of other health issues. We should not be afraid about talking about these issues. The shame and guilt shouldn't be here. Today is a day that we can rejoice and be glad and begin the necessary process of conversion, which means adapting changes in our life that'll help us to become fuller human beings, and human beings that can rejoice in the gift of the flesh and not become ruled by it. And we do not do it alone. That's why we need to help each other. And the Holy Spirit comes to help increase within us the life of virtue. So when the time comes, the Lord will look upon us with eyes of love, whispering to us as his good and faithful servants. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here on this podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find Catholic Stand article links. You can find my blog posts. You can find ways of emailing me through the contact page. You can find links to my YouTube channel, watch videos on my website. You can even find different social media platforms that I use. There's links there. All of this can be found on my website, thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.